The biggest cancer in our society is backbiting. It is so destructive that not only does it destroy communities, but it tears down nations. The one who backbites against a Muslim has committed a far worse a sin than fornication. Backbiting can cause a faithless end. It brings torment in the grave. Backbiting destroys one's good deeds quicker than fire burns wood. My dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment, we will have to account for all the words that we have uttered. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that on the day of judgment, a person will have his book of deeds brought to him. He will utter, "I did such and such good deeds. What has happened to them?" He will be told that these deeds were wiped away due to backbiting that you had committed. Most mistakes are made by the slip of the tongue. With the tongue, one risks his hereafter by swearing, lying, backbiting, and tale-telling. Either speak good or remain silent. My dear Islamic brothers, your Dawat Islami is here to enable you to rectify yourself and to overcome the disease of backbiting. It is a humble request that you attach yourself to the environment of Dawat Islami and safeguard your hereafter.